have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Do you have an upcoming event? Well, I encourage you to book Beyond the Fence Family for an amazing experience. Beyond the Fence is a talented group of men and women who have toured the world to display their talents of song and ministry. Did I forget to mention multi-award winners? They're your one-stop shop for making your event the best in the city. Book Beyond the Fence today at beyondthefence.org. Click menu, then contact. Beyond the Fence, your audience will thank you.
Your boy David Benton.
Ready production.
Some people, they be like, yo, I just have a wish for my birthday. Or you know, they wish they had three wishes. I wish for so much more for you. I wish for so much more. What I wish for is that we live more. In the inner city, living ain't so piss poor. Realize we hypnotized by the discord. We blow money fast. What you think we rent for? Yeah, did it big. My kids wish I could've did more. Wish women would be women and men would be men. Or there was no child abuse or domestic violence. In the streets really moved in the act of silence. Wish the Catholic priest wasn't pedophile. In the government officials would tell the truth instead of lying. I'm born a lion. My daddy name is David Lyons. Wish we could do more laughing instead of crying. Wish we wasn't afraid of giants. Wish we could all be inspired by David and Goliath. Wish society wouldn't pacify. Make us ride. Turn back around and buy it. Interest your fire.
Yes, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I keep my hands raised high when there ain't nothing left. Try to stay focused on the Lord above. With all the things going on in this world, that's where my help comes from.
I wish
that the world wasn't corrupt.
I wish
that we could unite and spread love.
We all get our credit straight. Wish that single mother didn't have to wait for Section 8. I wish we all would investigate why the world is crooked and we can't set it straight. Yeah. God is not the author of confusion. So ask yourself, why there's so much confusion? With some husbands was so abusive. Why she putting makeup on to cover up all her bruises? All we do is make excuses about the chains, the pains, and all the nooses. I wish religion wasn't so polluted. This is all facts, you can't dispute it. Barely have a right to do it. So much can't be proven. I wish you really choosing to teach our students. Pursuing disillusion, turning us all to ruin. I wish your core system really would start moving.
Through the valley of the shadow of death, I keep my hands raised high when there ain't nothing left. Try to stay focused on the Lord above. With all the things going on in this world, that's where my help comes from.
I wish
that the world wasn't corrupt.
I wish
that we could unite and spread love.
I wish
I know that Jesus is enough.
Got my mind on my mission, G-O-D.
Yo, that's what's up.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio, and you better be smiling.
Beyond the Fence is in the building.
Hey, welcome. Yes, welcome to Beyond the Radio. This is your main man. Yes. Thank you. You're too kind. This is your main man, David Benton, and I am in the building. And you know what? I'm smiling. You know what we do up here on Beyond the Radio. You got to smile. You got to smile through it all because the Bible clearly says a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones. That's right. So you got to smile through it all, even when you angry. I'm telling you, just something about that smile. When you start smiling, you start feeling so different. But I'm just so happy to be here. I thank you guys for tuning in every Sunday right here on Beyond the Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Shout out to the Elation family, Kimmy Kim, the rest of the family. Man, we love y'all. We appreciate y'all. We thank y'all for just being who you are. So loving, so supportive. And we got a wonderful show for you guys tonight. So with that being said, we're just going to go on to it. Can I get a drum roll? Shay Samuels, are you in the building?
Shay Samuels is in the building, and I'm smiling.
Hey, you see how I'm hitting them high notes? Go coach, go coach, go coach, go coach, go coach.
Hey.
How's your week been, Coach Shay?
Oh, my week has been, it's been amazing. You know, we had a special guest. Thank you. We had a special guest last weekend.
Yeah,
we had a special guest last weekend, Miss Brittany Johnson, as we prepare for the event that she's having on the 24th. We had a special guest. I had a chance to meet her and the other speakers this past week, and amazing. We went to a restaurant here in Douglasville, Georgia, and I mean, we closed that thing out, David. We closed that thing out. We got there probably about 6:30. We were talking. We were laughing. I feel like we've known each other forever. The four of us, we were just at the table laughing like, you know, just girlfriends. And that's just how God does it, you know. So we connected with one another. We're excited about the 24th. And then this past weekend, I had a chance to join another group of women at a conference called Pink Pearls and Purpose. In McDonough, Georgia. So we've just been on the move, and as you know, started my new role as praise and worship leader at New Covenant Fellowship right here in Cedartown, Georgia, hailing from Gadsden, Alabama, and Piedmont, Alabama. So it's been a very, very busy week. That was a loaded question, but how was your week?
My week, could you shout out the pastors to that church, please?
Yes, shout out to Apostle Teresa, Willie and Teresa Smith out of Gadsden, Alabama. Shout out to them. Two amazing people, and I cannot wait. You guys, they were on the conference this year, you know, for January. Apostle Teresa actually opened up, was one of the first speakers, and she laid it down. So shout out to you guys. We love you. And we thank you for all that you do. But again, how was your week?
My week has been, you know, it's, you know what? With life is a roller coaster. We go up, we go down, we go up, we go down. But you know what? I focus on the ups, and life is still good. You know what I'm saying? Like, life is good. The reality is, Coach Shay, I did 13 years in federal prison. So the things that go on out here in society doesn't bother me as much because I've learned how to endure certain things. I know how it feels to be away from my family. I know how it feels to be in a controlled environment. I know how it feels to be told what to do every second of your life. And, you know, I lost my sister while I was incarcerated in 2010. They don't let you go to the funeral, so you just suffer through it. She wasn't even 40 years old yet. 39 years old, passed away of cancer. Dad, you know, didn't get a chance to see two of my children for 13 years. You know, a son was, one of my sons was 3, the other one was 1, and I didn't get to see them until they were 16 and 14. So going through that, I look at this life that I'm in now and realize how beautiful life is. I realize how beautiful life is. Life is beautiful, despite how they look, Coach A. So my week have been phenomenal, regardless of what I went through or going through, the petty arguments with you, whatever it is, Coach A. I'm smiling.
Right.
I am smiling. That's right. I said it, Coach Shay. You know I keep it real all the time. And the reason why I keep it this real is because I want people to be encouraged. I want people to know that us as human beings, like, we are perfect. We're just not sinless. The Bible clearly says, be ye perfect as I am perfect. If God didn't see us that we had the ability to become perfect, then he wouldn't have gave us that instruction to strive for perfection. We might not be sinless, but we do sin less. And then watch this. He said, David, why? Because his heart. His heart. And we talk about a man who put his servant Uriah on the front line to be murdered. I can't say to be killed in war. That was murder because he put him in the front line because he knew that when you're on the front line, more than likely you're going to die. This was after being the manipulating man because he slept with Bathsheba, had a baby by her, and he tried to, you know, cover it up, tell Uriah, sleep with your wife, man. And Uriah said, I would never do you like that. Uriah was more loyal than David to him than he was to him. So he put him on the front line, had him be killed, had him be murdered. And God still said, this is a man after my own heart.
Mm-hmm.
He said he was perfect. Not because he was sinless. It was because his heart really was for God. See? So we are perfect, but we're not sinless. So therefore, I'm going to strive to be perfect as he told me to strive to be. And, you know, I have no regrets from striving for perfection every day.
Yeah.
And so that's, you know, all in a nutshell, I had a great week. But, you know, Shay, I do want to start that discussion with that. And shout out again to Apostle Teresa and her awesome husband, Apostle Willie, because I love the way they teach. Like, what I've heard, I love how they're so realistic. And what made me think of this topic tonight, Shay, I want to ask our listeners, men and women of God, kings and queens of the world, I want to ask you, how big is your God? That's what I want to know. How big is your God? Say, can I tell the people why I'm asking how big is your God? Can I? I just want to know, because I'm gonna tell you why I came with this, Shay, Coach Shay. I'm gonna tell you why. I always hear people say, "Be careful now, be careful," you know, because you need to stop doing this and you need to stop doing that. You're trying to do this yourself. You're trying to do that yourself. You gonna get in God's way. And I beg to differ. I beg to differ because we're talking about God. And I look at God so realistic of a being that I can never get in a being that created me. I am too small. I'm not even a
thought of that type of power. I can never get in God's way. When God said it's going to happen, it's going to happen because God said it's going to happen. When it happens, it happens. That's how powerful God is. I'm not even kind of strong enough to get in God's way. I can get in my own way probably, but I can never get in God's way. If it's going to be done, it's going to be done. God don't block your blessing. You block your blessings from God. And that's how I look at it. So it's like, how can I get in God's way? And then they say, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this, don't do that, because you can get in God's way. But the Bible clearly says faith without works is dead. So if you don't put in the work, if you don't do it, then how can we expect a manifestation of the work that you accomplished? If you don't put in the work, then you won't receive no harvest. God proved that with, you know, examples of tilling the ground. If you throw seeds on the ground, this is not Jack and the Beanstalk. This is that's only a cartoon. If you throw seeds, you gotta put seeds on good ground. You gotta put it on good ground. The Bible said that. Good ground. You put it on good soil, right? Not only do you have to put it in the ground in good soil, you also got to captivate it. You got to take care of it. God gave us the sun. It needs sun. It needs water. It needs where other roots and plants start growing around it, pick them up. Pick them up. Pluck them out. So what you planted can grow and be a healthy harvest. So we have to put in work once we plant the seeds. But we think we just, hey, here's some seeds, just throw them, and they just going to do the work by itself. Why? We don't want to get in God's way.
Mm-hmm.
God is so big, and we make God so small. Pink. Hey, what do you think about that? I mean, do you want to expand on that?
I do. You know, and I want to piggyback just a little bit in the beginning, David, just because I want people to understand as you listen that we understand why it's being said. If you listen to the show, on a number of occasions, if you listen to the show, you know that we want, as a listener, for you to identify with practical principles, especially within the Bible, because we've been so accustomed to hearing things and never really doing our research on why we say it. So even that phrase, David, I believe some people probably heard that when they were growing up. You just don't want to get in God's way. And it's kind of a punishment, right? So it keeps us in bondage. It keeps us afraid. But then we say that there's freedom in God and there's freedom in serving God. But then it's another avenue to of holding bondage. So like you said, faith without work, people won't even do certain things. So they don't want to get in God's way. Well, your favorite saying is, what good is looking for a job if you don't go to put the application in? Well, I'm not going to put the application right in because I'm not going to get in God's way. God's going to open the door. So I want to first reiterate that I understand, you know, I understand that naturally when we say that, it's like the caterpillar turning into the butterfly. If you see a caterpillar turning into a butterfly and it's in that cocoon and it's shaking, if you walk by and you see that caterpillar in the cocoon shaking, you can do one or two things. You can sit back and let it happen. It hurts. And we know that this is God's work. We know that this is transformation. It's everything is inevitable that we must go through. Some people would cut the butterfly or cut the caterpillar out, hence possibly paralyzing that butterfly. So I use that example because that would be an example of getting in God's way, transformation. But these little things that we do and how we do it. But so I first want to say, David, that the example I gave was to let people know, we know why you say it, right? We know why it's being said. We know naturally this is why we're saying it. But when we start really getting into the nitty gritty of why it's why we can't get in God's way, God being too big for us to even get in his way, there are tornadoes that happen in this world, and there's nothing anyone could have done to stop it, right? And you hear a survivor say, there was nothing I could have done. There was nothing right. that I could have done. Like, I survived. There was nothing I could have done. You see car accidents that happen, and these people get out, and where they should have been dead, they are walking out without a scratch. There's nothing that they could have done. So that says that God is too big for us to even get in the way. So going back to what you said, faith without work, there's common sense that God gives us. There's wisdom that God gives us, not so that we can get in the way, but to utilize tools and the resources that are implanted in us to do just what God encourages us to do on this earth, and that is to live. So that's what I think about it, David. Just kind of wanted to preface with that. We do understand why it's being said, but our goal is to get you to think a little bit about why we're saying it and how much bondage it really can keep us in saying it or someone else, because what we're creating is a body of lazy believers.
Yes. Yes, definitely. And Shay, I'm so grateful that you brought that up, because we don't want you listeners, we don't want you to think that we don't understand. Just because we understand doesn't make it correct. So what we're trying to do is we want you to have what I always say, I want you to have a paradigm shift. I want you to have a paradigm shift. I always use the green eggs and ham. Well, in the Dr. Seuss book, you said you ain't going to eat it in the house, you ain't going to eat it with the mouse, you ain't going to eat it in the train, you ain't going to eat it in the rain. And then he stuck the green eggs and ham in his mouth. He said, oh, man, this is good. Now I will eat it in the rain. I will eat it in the train. I will eat it with a mouse. I will eat it in the house. I will eat it in the box. I will eat it with the fox. I will eat green eggs and ham. I will eat it. Sam, I am. Let me tell you why. He had a paradigm shift. The way he seen it, he haven't tasted it. So he already had his mind made up about the green eggs and ham. But once he tasted the green eggs and ham and it was good to him, then he had a paradigm shift. Now he don't think the same way he once thought about the green eggs and ham. That's how we want you to think about the cliche things that we have been taught. We have been taught and programmed a certain way. We're not saying that people don't know what they're talking about. Not by any means. We saying we understand why people say what they say. But we want to elevate your thinking so you can have a paradigm shift so you can grow and continue to live. Because once upon a time, I used to think that I was getting in God's way. And people just tell me, you're getting in God's way. You're trying to do this. You're trying to do that. You're trying to do this and that and this and that. And that's why God can't bless you, because you're getting in his way. And I was in there in the congregation with everybody else. We was all saying, amen, amen. We crying and shouting and jumping. And you know what? I prayed, fasted, read my Bible, And I'm like, Lord, I'm waiting on you to do this. And Lord, I'm waiting on you to do that. And I'm going to tell you, men and women of God, kings and queens, nothing happened. Nothing happened because I didn't do nothing. I thought I was doing everything that I was supposed to do because I went to church. I prayed. I still taught Bible studies. Oh, man, the Bible study started with three people, ended up with 50. The Bible study was effective, and I'm like, but why things not happening the way I'm, like, my prayers is not being answered. Lord, I got all the faith. I mean, you say a mustard seed. My faith is like a peach seed. I got peach seed faith. It's big. I mean, what's going on, Lord? Putting in the work. I was praying. I did not want to get in God's way, I thought. But when I wasn't putting in the work, I didn't reap no harvest. I reap what I sow. And I wasn't sowing in
That's
the
good,
areas
David.
That I would reap a harvest. If you sow zero, you're going to reap zero. That's a reality. But I did sow a lot of prayer, and I taught people the Bible, and what I reaped was a harvest of people. I got that. But the things I actually was praying for God to do in my life wasn't happening because I was waiting for the manna to fall out the sky, like the Bible, like the examples that the Bible used. So I think a lot of times we get a little sidetracked with that. So God is huge. We're talking about a God who created the sun. We can never get in God's way. What we have to understand, men and women of God, kings and queens, that only way you can fail, so you can never fail God. God is omnipotent. God don't fail. God can't fail. God, with God, it's impossible for God to fail. So you can't fail God. And you can't get in God's way. Why? Because Jesus even said, Lord, not thy will be done, but let your will be done. God's will going to be done regardless. Please understand that. So how dare David Benton say that I can get in God's way, like God going to make a detour. Stop it. I'm one person out of billions that's been created on this planet since the day the planet was created. It may have been trillions of people who have come through by now because there's billions now. So I can never get in God's way and detour a plan. The only way I can detour is myself. Why? Because God gave us a thing called ability. Ability. And I'm either going to go off my ability or function in my disability. And if I function in my disability, if I handicap myself, then I'm not going to reap the harvest. Coach Shay, it's your turn. I know.
You know, when we get into these kind of discussions, David, it's so, I think I get kind of trapped in just kind of like the listeners, you know, you get so in tune with what you're saying, and it's a teaching moment. I love this. I love our show because although we know what we're going to be talking about, although we discuss a little bit before the show and weeks on end, this is how we talk every day. You know,
yeah.
So we get a chance to really bless one another like this. And even, you know, it's just something new every single day. And so when you're talking, it's just I'm over here kind of shaking my head. And you said, okay, Coach Young, my turn. But it amazes me. It amazes me, you know, how effective these type of teachings can be if you just allow it. You know, the first thing we want to do when we hear a topic like this is clam up. And you said something funny right before the show that people say, you ain't going to talk about my God. And we got to realize that, you know, God is just that big. It's one thing to defend, and it's another to defend an error. Because really, we're taking up for God. if you hear what we're saying God is so big that God doesn't really need our help. If God knew the hair on our heads before we were born, what more can we do? If God knows the end before the beginning and what's new to us is old to him, like what more can we do? And so we spend more time in defense and we spend more time kind of on the lack of the receiving end that we truly miss that God is so big and wants to do for us the things that that's declared in the Bible, the things that you read about. But sometimes, you know, when you hold yourself to this level of bondage and hold others to a level of bondage, you're in error, and that's what we want to get across tonight. So right after this music break, we're going to get into it more. If you're just tuning in, tonight's topic is all about How big is your God? We're asking you that question. On the music break, I want you guys to think about that. How big is your God? There are things that people, I've talked to people this week, and they couldn't do anything in of their own, like, put it this way. They had to put in the work, and they understand that they had to put in the work, but believe that God wants this for them. That's how big mm-hmm. God is. They believe that God wanted this for them, so they put in the work, which is how they met me and how I met them and how we begin to speak, because they believe that God was that big. So right after this music break, we're going to talk about it some more. How big is your God? Until then, David.
David Ben. Hey, yo, Shay. It's time to go beyond the fence. Life is so good. It's so good. Yeah. A merry heart do what's good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drives the bones, you know. Yeah.
The world's greatest DJ.
It's about 8 in the morning. I'm just waking up. Got the Folgers on brew about to fill my cup.
While
I'm
looking out the window,
I'm good. It's about 8 in the morning. I'm just waking up. Got the Folgers on brew about to fill my cup. While I'm looking out the window at the sun come up, I'm good. I'm good. I'm about to get my day started. Off the work, about to make some dollars. If only you knew what I've been through, you would smile and say that I'm good. I got a good job, I'm good. And my
my bills are paid, I'm good. And my family's good, my health is good, I thank God that I'm
good.
I got a good job, I'm
good.
And my bills are paid, I'm
good.
I got food on the table, I know that he's able, thank God I'm good.
Feeling this hate, but we're ignorant grace. So intimate place, your heart of innocence make a life different and break. The soul sin in the sinners, could the enemy hate? You are the sun, stars, and the moon. You are the beam of light when it's dark in the room. When I depart from the room, you're the air that I breathe. Always there when I need you, preparing for peace. You're so good.
I got a good job, I'm good. And my bills are paid, I'm
good.
Family's good, my health is good, I thank God that I'm
good.
I got a good job, I'm
good.
And my bills are paid, I'm
good.
I got food on the table, I know that he's able. Thank God I'm
good.
I got a good job, I'm
good.
And my bills are paid, I'm
good.
And my family's good, my health is good, I thank God that I'm
Shay Samuels, owner of Let's Talk Business Consulting Strategy and Coaching Group, LLC. My team and I are excited about the opportunity to work with you. Yes, that's right, you. Have you been looking for ways to re-strategize, market, brand, or promote your business? Have you been looking for a consultant that can help you bring your vision to life? Well, whether you are a large or small corporation, we have just the package for you. So let's talk business. Contact us at aboutbuildingleaders@gmail.com. Let's Talk Business, a Beyond the Fence enterprise expansion company. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio, and you better be smiling.
Beyond the Fence is in the building.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the second half of Beyond the Radio with your host, your main man, David Benton, and I'm your co-host, Shay Samuels. If you're just tuning in, tonight's topic, we're talking about how big is your God? We want to know, but before we go back into the topic, let's give our sponsors a great big shout out. First, we want to give a great big shout out to Paula G. Voice, Lady Wisdom After Midnight, and The Mindset Journey. Listen, if you are looking to increase your quality on your radio stations, there's so many internet stations out there, podcasters out there, people who are looking for someone to do a quality commercial or even just a voiceover, Paula G is the place to be. Paula V is in the building always. You heard the commercial in the beginning. Make sure you let her know that Beyond the Fence sent you. Contact her at paula@paulagvoice.com or paulagvoice.com. Listen, there's also other opportunities that you can also take advantage of. You would have to go to the website in order to see what she's up to. Shout out to Paula G Voice and for always being a proud sponsor of Beyond the Radio. Last but not least, David Benton, can I get a drum roll? Hey, I like it. That probably put me to this marquee. Yes, Let's Talk Business, LTB Consultant Strategy and Coaching Group, LLC. You heard the commercial. Have you been looking for an opportunity to re-strategize your company, your brand? If you're looking for someone to talk to, you just have all these ideas in you and you want to find out how you can turn your passion into profit, or you just know that God has something for you and you just like, what do I need to do? How can I do it? Let's Talk Business. Contact us at aboutbuildingleaders@gmail.com. And all of this information you can also find out by going to our Facebook page at Beyond the Radio. Make sure you like and share while you're there. Scroll through, find out what's going on with Beyond the Fence and Beyond the Radio. And we cannot go without saying shout out again to the Elations family, always a proud sponsor as well. But I'm waiting for those Elation Honors awards to come back, David. I'm waiting on that. I'm excited about that. But let's go ahead and get back into the show, David. Back over to you.
All right. And one more thing. It's not a sponsorship, but he is an artist on Beyond the Fence. And, you know, if you come and you check out beyondthefence.org, beyondthefence.org, G-Will, DJ G-Will, if you need a DJ, whether it's a wedding, any type of party, contact us. And we will make sure he will be available for you. And yes, he will travel. And he is an awesome DJ. So if you need a DJ, listen, got you. I told you, let's talk business. We can talk business about a DJ. You need one, we got you. DJ G Will is in the building. Also, go check out his video, Brand New. It is out, and it is doing very good, and it is on YouTube. Let me tell you why. Because that's how big God is, huh? So is that a good one, Shay? Did I do all right?
I did my DB.
All right, cool. So let's get back to it. If you're just tuning in, yes, this is your main man, David Benton. And your old girl, Coach Shay Samuels, and we are in the building, and we are smiling, and guess what? We are talking about how big is your God. And when I say big, I'm not talking about is he fat, is he skinny, is he a midget, or is he tall? No. How big is your God? And the reason why I wanted to say this, Shay, because we talk about God like God is itty-bitty. Like he's a little bitty, itty bitty. Like he our little cousin. Like it's like we're taking him for a little cousin. Like God created the heavens and the earth, but we will argue with somebody. But you ain't going to talk about my God because my God could do this and my God could do my God. And people are arguing about God. And I'm like, why would you go through all the hooping and hollering, giving yourself high blood pressure, when God needs no protection? We would say, Lord, help us. But it seemed like we're really trying to help God out. God don't really need our help. Again, we are saying these things fully understanding why people do what they do. Why I say it? I say it because I was that person. I did it for so many years. But I found out I was more of a liability than I was an asset. So when we're talking kingdom, when we're talking God, we're talking about the body, we should be more effective than defective. should be really building more than we tearing down. Like we call ourselves reconstructing. But reconstructing, re is the is a prefix, right? So re means again. So that means to construct, you're just constructing again. We're not tearing people down to destroy them. We're not demolishing. Like we have this, it's like we having a big demolition crew to tear it down. We don't want to destroy. That's God's job. Remember, that's God's job. The devil come to kill, steal, and destroy. But that's what we got God for. Remember, Michael, his angels, the dragon, his angels fought, and they kicked him out. see how big God is. See, that's how big God is, man. So we don't have to treat God like he's our little cousin. God is that big, and it's just I just feel we just should give a little bit more respect. Well, I'm not gonna say a little bit. We should give a lot more respect. Of God, way more respect. We don't have to protect God. We don't have to take up God. God is here for us. And we don't have to put a lot of strain on ourselves trying to be something we're not to try to please God, because God knows who we are. God, what we don't realize, God done a great job already. Guess what God did? Create an earth and put us right here on it with a free will. When you wake up in the morning, you do what you got to do. You have 24 hours in the day. You could be effective that day, or you could sit on your behind and you get zero. Zero plus zero, zero minus zero, zero times zero equals zero. Whatever you put in your 24 hours is what you're going to get out of it. We all have 24 hours in a day, Shay. The thing is, what are people going to do with theirs? God gave us a thing called ability. He blessed us with gifts. And he said, I'm going to make you in my image. I'm going to create you in my image and my likeness. That means that we can create something from nothing. We talked about that before. So what we going to do with our 24 hours? I did God's job. So the rest is up to us because he gave us a free will. If we sitting up here saying, okay, I'm going to just lay back. In that case, why the children of Israel had to wait 40 years? See? 11, 12-day journey turned to 40 years. When we tell you why, they was waiting on God to do all the work. When God said, no, you're stiff-necked, lazy people. That's what God said. Yeah. You're lazy. You're stiff-necked. You're hard-headed. Put in the work. When the Egyptians came, and Moses took the staff. Now, understand, Moses had to take action. Moses took the staff, right? When the Red Sea parted, if the people would have just sat there without going across, what would have happened?
Mm-hmm.
Well, y'all just going to wait for God to destroy them? Hey, don't go nowhere. Just God destroy them. We don't have to run. Why? Why we got to go across? Just we'll wait for you. No, they had to walk across, action, put in the work. If we don't put in the work, then we can't expect results. That's for the results that we are praying for and asking for and begging God for. Shay, do you want to expand on that as well some more?
Yeah, as you were talking, David, I was just thinking about Job and how when Job was going through his battle and, you know, at some point he just said, look, God, you just got to come tell me what's going on. Like, I have all the faith in the world. And then it said God pretty much was like, all right, Job, look, if you're smarter than I am or if you're so smart, if you know so much, tell me about it. Tell me how the universe was created. Like, look at the mountains. Could you have created this? Look at the seas. Could you have done that? Look at the skies. Could you have done that? And Job was going through. And just going in that, losing everything, he's being ridiculed. People were wondering, where's your God? Where's your God? Where's your God? And he still had faith that God was just that big. He still had faith that God was that big. But it amazes me, because people will taunt in that way, but we're talking about believers. We're talking about Christians. We're talking about the people who should know how big God is and understand and identify with how to even communicate how big God is to someone, but also with the natural intent that God gave us on this earth to live and to be free, not free in sin, but free to actually do the things that God has created us to do. So Job says, God, you're going to have to come here. You're going to have to tell me what's going on. And he said, okay, well, then you tell me, since you have the answers. So for those who, you get what I'm saying, David? So for those who were defending God, what if God came down right now and said, okay, well, you know what? All these natural things that are happening in the world, you go ahead and do it. Since you're defending me, right, and since you have all of the answers, why don't you do this?
Mm-hmm. What you praying to me for? You got all the answers.
Right. So if you can go to the next person and say, get out of God's way. Here's the thing that I think about, even when I said it just now. Here's what I think about. God has a way of putting us all in position. So the moment that we try to talk someone else out of that position, we are now getting in God's way, as we're telling somebody to get out of God's way. I go back to the caterpillar and the cocoon. If you were to cut the caterpillar out, you've done just the opposite of what God is asking you to do. Get out of the way.
Ooh, I got a scripture. Ooh, my hand raised. This is my hand raised.
I had a scripture. Go ahead, David.
Hey, you know I get crunk. You know I be freestyling, Shay. You know I freestyle. Ephesians 3:20. I remember reading this all the time in my Bible studies when I was incarcerated. Ephesians 3:20. I just thought about it. In Ephesians 3:20, it say he is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think. Watch this. According to the power that works within us. I'm going to read that again. Because I'm going to go to it now because I'm freestyling. I'm going to go to it. I'm about to find it. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. I'm pulling it up. Ephesians 3:20. All right, I got it, y'all. I got it because I went to Google. I got it. But I know I said it right. Ephesians 3:20 say he is able to do, when he say he now, he talk about God, y'all. He talk about God. It's not me. It's the Bible now. Argue with the Bible now. He is able to do far more abundantly, watch this, beyond all that we ask or think. Watch this.
Mm-hmm.
According to the power that works within us. According to the power that works within us. I'm going to read it one more time because they act like I'm saying this. This is what your Bible says. He, which is God, he is able to do far more abundantly beyond now, y'all, all that we ask or think.
Mm.
So while we sit up here praying, and even before we even think about it, even when we think about it, according to the power that works within us, we have to put in the work. Because God did God's job when he created you. He created you just like he did the earth and said it is good. So when he said it is good, you need to walk in his goodness. You stop playing. Stop playing like he did a bad job on you. Stop playing like he did a poor job. Stop playing like God made a mistake. God is a big God. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Shay.
You know, I'm. You know, when you get like this, I just gotta let you go. I will say this though, the way that we communicate with one another, David, is indicative to what people just witnessed. We talk like this every day, like this
every
is
day.
Our regular communication every day.
Y'all better ask
so
somebody.
Just the fact, just the fact that I was able to give a scripture or give a synopsis of a scripture, and he bounced off with a scripture to actually identify even more, to dig in deep. His ooh, 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 ooh. Honestly, that's how we talk every day. So this isn't just a opportunity for us to get on air and teach someone. We teach one another first. We sow into one another this way first. We sow into the BDF family the same exact way first. We sow into the Elations family first. So I say that to say before we go out and start, I put a post up about it the other day, but before we start going out trying to fix the world, we have to start fixing the houses first, our own houses first. That starts with us. We are a temple. We are a body. We are a house, ourselves. And so once we start identifying with that, and identifying with, at times, we're trying to keep people from getting in God's way when we are the ones that are truly in God's way. So God is very big. God is a big God. There are so many things that we can really talk about when it comes down to the rewards. Oh, my God. The rewards of just getting out of God's way. We want you guys to truly be free and walk freely in God's power, not just live it to be combative or defensive, or you just walking around with this sword using it incorrectly, not to help people or to protect people, but to slice people down.
Yes.
At this point, David, we should be so in tune with how big God is that we said it a couple of weeks ago, that we have the power to pray change in this world, change on the earth, really healing people. There are people out there sick.
Yes. Yes, they are.
There are people out there who truly need to identify with how big God truly is. We cannot continue to make a body of lazy believers telling people to just get out of God's way. Listen, if you are going for a job interview or you need a job, if someone's telling you to get out of God's way, he's going to do it, you have to work your faith. That means get up, go to the place that you need to get at. Matter of fact, you don't need to get up anymore. You just go online. You don't have a computer, go to the library. There's no library close to you. You got a friend who got a friend who got a friend that got an iPad, MacBook. You know how to get on Facebook? Do it on your phone. But God being big enough is this, that once you submit that application, God has the power to get it into the right hands. David said it, you reap what you sow. If you don't sow it, you're not going to reap it. Go ahead, David.
Yes. Amen. I mean, I totally agree, Shay. I mean, I do. We want everyone to know, we want you to walk in your freedom. We want you to really walk in your freedom. We make this thing so hard. Like, I love when you brought up the sword, like the Bible, you know, that's our sword. And we're using it to chop down one another. You know, we think everybody, the devil, except us, you know, and it's so unfair. What we have to realize is we got to look within. Our worst enemy is what our thoughts, our mind. That's our worst enemy. Our worst enemy is our thoughts. You have your devil state. You have your God state. I'll have choices to pick. God gave us that in the beginning of time with the fruit. Watch this. It was of knowledge of good and evil. See? Knowledge of good and evil. You don't bite the fruit. You don't know what evil is. You don't know what good is. It's the knowledge of good and evil. Guess what? That's your thought right now. Which one are you going to bite? See? You can have all these fruits, in your mind. But sometimes, y'all, we bite off that one tree in our mind, and we do the wrong thing.
Mm.
We cause harm without even causing harm.
Yeah.
See?
Good.
We ain't even trying to cause harm and cause harm. We might sit up there and have war with a whole nother country. I'm not prepared with this, but I want to say this right quick. We might have go to war with a whole nother country. And what's victory for us? Man, it's defeat for them in the other country. Don't you know they have children, too? They were just fighting like we was fighting. They was fighting for their freedom. They was fighting for their country. Don't you know there's children over there, their parents died by our hands? We sit up here declaring victory. Yeah, we won, we won. While those people over there are like, man, our parents are dead. They're crying. They in mourn. Their defeat is so excruciating. Pain, death, decay. So what we see is good, they see is bad. Let's give God way more credit than we are giving God. Let's give God more credit, y'all.
Yeah.
And with that being said, we love you. Thank you for tuning in. We hope we bless you tonight. You know, we like to come up here and have fun, but we want to bless you. And you know what? I'm saying this with a smile on my face. I really am. I'm saying this with a smile on my face. Please tune in next week. We got a wonderful show for you guys. We love you. We thank you. Thank you, Elation family. Shout out to Beyond the Fence, Miss Alma, Neely. Shout out. Shout out to my main man, William Faulkner, a.k.a. G. Will, and that stands for God's Will. Y'all go check out that brand new on YouTube. And we love you, and we thank you, and we see you next week. So with that being said.
Yes,
people hating me, but it don't let you know. Don't even face. I am created. I'm in it, so no, you can't replace. Mama that made me
a king to protect all of my queens.
Life is worth saving.
More than me, even than me, and all of my genes.
I'm amazing.
My daddy is king, your daddy was king. Fruits don't fall, fall from a tree. The devil can shatter my dreams. I know what tragedy brings, I know what matters to me. My family first, that's why I'm planting my seeds. Raise them, be better than me, I'm breaking that curse. Now that I'm free, no longer in bondage, I'm paying homage to the ones who before me, who went up in glory, my spirit is shining. I'm changing my climate, I'm praying to God, I worship the finest. I walk in the streets of gold, I cover the diamonds, being so modest. I gotta be honest, I gotta stay positive. I'm a son with me, gotta stay humble, I'm ready to rumble with life till God come get me. Free of the mind is, freedom is mine, look. Having fun with it, dropping them jewels, so to mentally climb, look. Better run with it. I'm amazing.
For the birds, tongues out, guns out, coming through with my best verse. Feeling so amazing, I'ma say it till my chest hurt. Driving with my windows down, then I make the left turn. Some people say you can do what you wanna do. My daddy says you can be what you wanna be. I'm DB, everyone wishing they be like me. I'm blessed, I'm free, that's the recipe. Life says to me, still bother to be a pleasure me. They let it be, but I see what's the best for me. Remedy still healing for the age of three. tree. Got my treasure and I found the key, boy. Tell her later I made her feel on the ready though. Hit my shot like the fed and I never waited, no. I'm ahead of the flitter, but that's the way to go. I'm a bills like the pedal, don't wanna miss alone. Feeling so amazing and I'm feeling so incredible. My daddy did his time and now he's flipping on the federal roads. Now I'm gonna miss you something very hypothetical. Feeling leadership within me, feeling so perpetual. Cherish all your memories, it's inevitable. I wanna be an inspiration, very unforgettable. My family taught me how to be wise and respectable. Open up the gates and now my options are accessible.
I'm amazing.